We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
It's time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. And by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Braves tonight sent Spencer Strider to the mound in West Sacramento. I know the A's don't want to claim the town that they play in, but West Sacramento here. Grant McCauley, host of From the Diamond, our Braves insider on the WayFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Grant, what is shaking, brother?
No, not a lot. Just trying to wrap up this first half in the best shape possible, but I think that's probably a subjective term at this point.
Yes, it is subjective. Oh, let's start with this. Let's start with good stuff. So, All-Star weekend here. Are you down for the peach cobbler nachos?
I don't know that I'm necessarily going to dabble in all of that. And typically the press fair is a lot more boring. And I am going to let the fans enjoy the extra things that the Braves and Major League Baseball are rolling out for them. So probably not on the peach cobbler nachos.
Oh, yeah. Your fingers get sticky. You try and write. And
yeah, you're trying to keep score. That's just not going to work.
The scorecard becomes mush, which is unfortunately a lot of Braves games.
Eating potato chips with chopsticks. Yeah. Like, that's just not really my thing.
Right. You know, right. Yeah, guys do that. Potato chips with napkins to try and keep it off. No, it's a thing here. One report today says no sale on – well, all right, let me stop before I get to there. Can you, Grant McCauley, just do me one favor? I haven't had a chance to talk to you about this. Can you just kibosh these ridiculous, insane, out-of-their-mind rumors that are floating around on the internet about Ronald Acuna Jr. and some kind of proposed trade?
Yeah, I think that some of that's just born out of boredom and the fact that you got to fill content on your shows and whatnot. But, I mean, look, this season has all kinds of frustrations built into it, and there are some serious conversations to be had about trying to address the hitting woes of this club, trying to overcome injury, trying to, I'm sure, supplement and strengthen their pitching staff moving forward. There are a lot of, worthwhile conversations for the Braves to have. If it involves trading Ronald Acuna Jr., I don't know that you can generate a faster way to have them hang up the phone. I mean, they are not trying to tear this team down to the studs and just start over. And if you trade Ronald Acuna Jr., in my estimation, that's exactly what you're doing. And it's 3.5 years of his contract and contractual control that remains. who knows what will happen in those 3 years. It could be the highest of highs. It could be the frustrations that can also be built into the game, which we've seen both of during his tenure with this club. But no, I think that this speaks more to where they found themselves now. After a month ago, I think hoping that momentum would be on their side and they'd be rolling into the All-Star break in a better place, thinking about trying to add some pieces and buy. And right now, and I talked about this on From the Diamond over the weekend, this couple of series, the one against the Athletics and the one upcoming against the Cardinals, feel a lot like the last stand for this club, because mathematically speaking, you're working against time moving forward. The opportunities are not there as much. So I say all of that to say this is starting to feel like a season that is now out of the Braves' control, if it ever truly is in our control. It's starting to feel like one of those years where it's just not yours. And the Braves haven't had one of those in quite a while. So coming to grips with that and dealing with that is going to have a lot of offshoot conversations. But if the theory, popular or otherwise, is that they should be trading Ronald Acuña Jr. or some of the other core pieces of this club, I think that's misguided at best.
Our Braves insider, Grant McCauley, host of From the Diamond here on 92.9 The Game with John Fricke, talking about the Braves All-Star Game, of course, next weekend here. Acuña, just one more thing about him as he goes to the home run derby, you know, seeing those two home runs last night, and how the ball just explodes off his bat, dead baseball or not, and they're going to all fields and stuff. I swear to God, he's going to end up the year – Grant, he's going to end up the year with 31 home runs and 47 RBIs. I mean
– yeah. I don't know if it'll be quite that bad, but look, this offense, that's part of it, right? You're not getting anybody on in front of him. But on the other hand, you also dropping him down in the order, I don't think really accomplishes much either. So it's really up to a lot of different guys to produce more than they have been. And that goes for, you know, the Matt Olsons and Austin Rileys that I think have done a little bit more, Marcell Ozuna, who's been in the deep freeze for a while, and obviously what we've seen from Ozzie Albies and, of course, Michael Harris this year. There are some players who are more talented than the results are, but we've been saying this also for going on a calendar year plus, really dating back to May of last year. When are some of these guys going to get right? Now, when you miss a couple of months with an injury, and Ozzie went through, obviously, the broken bones, that was an issue. Michael Harris finished the year last year swinging the bat well, and for whatever reason has gone through the worst slump of his young career and has shown no signs of being able to get out of it. So that's a different type of discussion. But I guess all of that kind of connects to when this lineup is properly constructed, Ronald Acuña Jr. gets that opportunity to do a lot more with runners on base. But I'll tell you this, and this is the overwhelming takeaway from Ronald Acuña Jr., the player, is I want that guy getting the most at-bats and most plate appearances of anybody on this team.
And that means leadoff. That's simple, yeah. So reports today that trickling out that Alex Anthopoulos is kind of putting the kibosh out there that there's no sale on Sale, which, by the way, I happen to be good with. I'd like to see them keep him around to get him healthy and have him kind of lead the rotation at the beginning of next year. I think that would be a smart and wise thing to do. So there doesn't seem to me, I'm not sure what's going to happen. Obviously, you would know more than me in terms of the trade deadline. I think they might be both buyers and sellers. I think that might actually be the answer. There are some players, Marcell Ozuna's of the world, that if you can get something for them, you'll do. But I could also see that the Braves possibly, potentially, Grant, making a buy, not with the thought about making a buy for now, but making a buy for being on the roster at the beginning of next year.
Yeah, if you can get a controllable piece that makes sense to help you with your 2026 needs, I mean, I don't know if that looks like getting a shortstop or something that you really know that is needed for this club long term. And I'm not trying to knock Nick Allen. I think he's a tremendous defender. But in terms of the overall all-around player, the Braves have had eyes on upgrading that position for, I think, at least two seasons now after Orlando Arcia fell off, and obviously Dansby Swanson left and signed with the Cubs. So I don't think that one settled at all. I think they would have liked to, over the winter, go out and get a shortstop. They just weren't able to find the fit and find the right player, and they weren't going to pay Willy Adames $180 million to be what he has been for the Giants thus far this year, which has been pretty lackluster. So yeah, maybe you could do some buying in regards to building and adding to the club's long-term prognosis. But if you're looking for ways they could sell, I think it is maybe less so Ozuna and more so some of the bullpen pieces, whether that's Raisel Iglesias, who has pitched a lot better the past 3 or 4 weeks, Aaron Bummer, Pierce Johnson, those kinds of names. Even Rafael Montero, who has pitched, I think, a lot better over the past month plus. Clubs are going to be looking for relievers. Maybe you see if somebody just happens to get a little out over their skis and you find a nice, young, controllable piece or prospect to add to the organization that could be helpful for you. We'll see how that all shakes out. But obviously, if you trade away all those relievers, you're going to probably have to have somebody to throw the final three or four innings overall, and that would be interesting to see how the Braves navigate that because there's not a lot of depth in the system.
Yeah, let's just, final point here, let's talk about that, Grant McCauley, about the depth in the system here. That's the other thing you could trade for, which is, you know, draft picks or young players to try to replenish the system. We all understand, I think it's fair to say, that this is going to be the most important draft the Braves have had in a number of years, because it's not just important to try to get really quality players. Obviously, you want that, but you have to replenish this minor league system. So they're going to need to come away with 5, 6, 7 guys out of this draft who can they can target for 27, 28, who can really impact the team. So it's going to be an important draft. Would they consider trading pieces for draft picks? For
Well, you can only trade for compensatory picks. Right. That's the issue there.
Right.
So,
yeah, no,
so,
I understand that. Right.
So that's the only thing you can do with that. But, yeah, I think that they'd like to improve the quality of the draft in terms of being able to create that player pipeline that is impactful sooner than later. But I do think it's kind of misguided statement to say that, well, the Braves, you know, farm system has been barren for years when you've got Michael Harris's and Spencer Strider's and Spencer Schwellenbach's and Drake Baldwin's. I mean, some guys have come up. Now, is it the top farm system in baseball or top 10 or 15 even? No, I'm not saying that. But it can still be productive even if it's not ranked among the highs of the highs there. And I think inside the baseball world, every team has its own way of evaluating its players that goes beyond simply the arbitrary lists that come out that a lot of us, you know, will sign up for and be excited about reading, but it's not necessarily the way the clubs look at it. So I don't know if this draft is necessarily more important than any that they've had recently, but I think they'd like to reverse some trends. And I don't know if that means that they'll start looking a little bit differently in terms of hitters in the draft than pitchers, or if they're going to stay that course, because they've been very pitching heavy and they've gone out and tried to sign toolsy players in the international pool to kind of be their hitters of the future. But none of them have really hit the ground running, and none of them feel like it's imminent that they've got those, you know, pieces that are ready in case somebody does get hurt or just that you can start building around. They just haven't had that, and they're going to have to figure that out, sort that out. And a lot of times for clubs that do as much winning as the Braves have, that have developed a lot of players as they have and have traded others to get pieces that they didn't already have, like the Matt Olsons and Sean Murphys of the world, you're going to see that farm system take a dip. But I do think they need to get back to some of the tenets of the Braves long-term, which has been to establish a good base of homegrown talent, and the draft is obviously a good way to do that.
All right, I got about 30 seconds here. Strider tonight, one of the things we can look forward to in the air quote second half of the season is to get guys kind of back on their game. Harris, you mentioned, others, Albies. How important is it to get kind of Spencer Strider back to being Spencer Strider?
I think he's looked a lot more like it in the past month, and I knew this was going to be kind of a moving target for him in some building his velocity back up and also the execution of his pitches, but I do think he's taken those strides. Is looking a lot more like it. Doesn't mean they'll all be perfect, but he's a guy that I just don't worry about as much because I know the talent is still in there and he's working on that, but the mindset and the competitor that is Spencer Strider is matched by very few other players in that clubhouse. Chris Sale, certainly one of them on the mound, but this is a guy that is going to sort it out, has been, and hopefully will continue to take those steps to get back to the highs that he...
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
He was that before that elbow surgery.
All right, by the way, just as an old married guy, I mentioned peach cobbler nachos to my wife, and she went, oh, yeah. She was done.
Oh,
with the
there
struggle.
You go.
Yeah, just a piece of advice from me to you, friendly. I mean, we've known each other for 13 years.
Well, it's the tickets to the All-Star game that are going to cost you more than the peach cobbler nachos, so there is that.
There's that. All right, Grant, thanks, bud. From the Diamond, of course, Sports Radio 99 The Game. Grant McCauley, do appreciate it, Grant. Thanks much. All right, thank you.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Ball scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
walk off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.